Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Dallas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, I do not believe that Hillary Clinton won the 2016 popular vote legally. Now, here's why. Recently, a bipartisan voter fraud commission was established by the Trump administration with Vice President Pence in charge of this commission. I feel that this commission is important, necessary, and paramount. Legal American voters speak to the government with their votes. Our vote is our voice. As a legal United States citizen, I do not want my vote canceled by an illegal vote. Now, presently, there is sound evidence of people voting multiple times and people voting in multiple states, including a study revealing substantial evidence of voter rolls with deceased people, estimated at 2 million, and non-citizens estimated at 3 million. I personally would favor a national voter ID law, picture included, mandated before the 2018 elections. One of the imponderables to me, why the Democrats are against national voter IDs. Universal voter IDs would be a voter fraud deterrent. Now, here are some interesting numbers to ponder. Now, please listen closely. There are approximately 3,141 counties in the United States. Trump won 3,084 of them, and Clinton won 57. Trump won the popular vote in 31 states to Clinton's 19 states, and he led the total cumulative vote for all states except California. Clinton won California 61.6% with 5,860,714 votes to Trump's 33.1% with 3,151,820 votes. If California votes were deducted from both their totals, Trump won the popular vote. So in effect, Clinton was elected president of California, and Trump was elected president of the rest of the country. There are 62 counties in New York State. Trump won 46 of them. Clinton won 16. However, in five counties that encompass New York City, Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and Richmond, Clinton won four of these counties. Trump won Richmond. It would be ludicrous to even suggest that the vote of those who inhabit a mere several hundred square miles should dictate the outcome of a national election. Because of illegal voting, I challenge some of her totals. The popular vote for Clinton, 47.8%, was 60,839,497 votes. To Trump's popular vote, 47.3%, 60,265,847 votes. What if the difference between Clinton's popular vote and Trump's popular vote was voter fraud? Did Hillary Clinton actually win the popular vote? As Democrats against voter ID laws continually remind us. Now, I wonder. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.